Simon Chafim Zayin Sif Yud Beis. Chometz Nuksha, so we discussed before, Chometz Nuksha, Chometz, which is the process of Chimutz, has been retarded. So it's not fully, either it's not fully, never fully became Chometz, or never was fully edible. So both of those are Chometz Nuksha. Afilu Be'eni, even if it's not in a mixture, it's just by itself. Chazal did not prohibit it after Pesach Behano, because he wasn't over an Issa D'Raisa of keeping it, and therefore Chazal did not give him a kanas. Now, regards to Achila, Mishnah Berurah will talk about what about Achila? V'hapidu yush chametz gomer hein v'sir mahano achar Pesach. Now, I do not know exactly what that is, but apparently it's some type of item which there is a discussion whether it was considered chametz nuksha or chametz gomer. So he points out it's chametz gomer, and it's also after Pesach. They don't play cards with the on Pesach. Why the Chushin Shema Yipo Mi Chometz Nuksha Shebehen L'Secha Maichol? Apparently, there was some type of a starch or something which was in the cards, which was Chometz Nuksha, paper mache, something like that, which you don't want them to get mixed into your food on Pesach.
And other times of the year, it's okay to play cards.
He said, "Yesh nim noyin." You know.
Yeah.
Without money, not to play cards with money.
Okay.
Kuv Zayin and also Bano. And they shall overall Isser shall Torah lo kenosur rechacham. The person was not over this at the rice of Bayir Noah and Chomets Noksha. Therefore, Chazal did not give you a knas after Pesach. Because of Magen Avram, who didn't that feel about Chila Shori? Really, you could have said it's mutar to eat. But why did we say that? Because the whole idea of muksha is things which aren't really edible, so that you don't discuss achila because you're not eating it. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. Avol Reiber Kranim, you should know that most of the Kranim disagree with the Magen Avraham and say that bechila osir. The Mekomokim Shem Chomet Shavala Pesach. The Mekomokim Shem Chomet Shavala Pesach Al Zeh Chomet. This Chomet is considered Chomet Shavala Pesach, and it's osir bechila. That way they took it to the next level and they prohibited Hanor. Also, that we don't do. Okay. And he quotes it at the bottom. If you want to get your lineup of who says that, quotes to you that's a Kuf Pei Gimel and the Sharatziyun. It's the Chok Yaakov, the Prichodesh, the Yerabba, the Graz, the Makar Chayim. So that's a pretty heavy lineup. Okay. Kufches, we don't play with it on the table because we're concerned. Maybe shemayipol, some little pieces of the chametz nuksha will fall into the food. Sechamaychem, but you have it in milfol v'yeshishim kenegdoi. But you have it in a case where it did mix in. So we know chametz gomer is not bottled even be'alef, even in mashu was us. Meeker than shishim is enough. So what about my nuksha? But he have in a case where it did mix in, and their shishim, yeshdeis ben achronim imoisa ben mashu. There's a mechalikus in achronim whether asis ben mashu. Finally, Abba Simit ben Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tesvov. So he says b'shas atchak yosemach on the mekilim. But really, shows that achad ad lachar Pesach kuliyam mashori. But to keep it till after Pesach, that's clearly mutter. We had this already before. And we can have Tufman Beis to be like Mishnah Berurah points out. Assuming the Sharatzion points out a kuf hedalad, since even when it's be'en, you don't buy your mutter the raisa. A, B, you might come to eat it, but if you come to eat it in a case where it's a teruvus already, so it's not clear that it's an issue of the raisa to eat it even. There's a special pasuk to be marbe chametz nuksha, and that pasuk is referring to chametz nuksha be'en, not chametz nuksha b'taruvus. Even if it's not even shishim, could be you'd be allowed made rice, you'd be allowed to eat it during Pesach. So they're not going to give you the whole reason we don't allow you to keep it on Pesach is because you might come to eat it. But if there's no issue to eat it, so why shouldn't we allow you to keep it? So therefore, you're allowed to keep it till after Pesach. And that's not a problem. Okay. We are going to make a scene now in Siman Tov Mem Zayin. Hadrolof Siman Tov Mem Zayin v'hadro Cholon. Siman Tov Mem Ches. Din Chomet Shavar Lava Pesach boi Zayin Sifim. Aleph, Chomet Shal Eni Yehudi Shavar Lava Pesach Mutar Fila Bachila. A Goyis Chomet after Pesach is Mutar to eat, even though you can't eat a Goyis Chomet during Pesach. This of Chomet Shal Lava Pesach only applies to Jewish Chomet, because the Jew was over this by your Rabbi Motzei, Chazal gave a Knas. Okay, Zok the Mishabura, Aleph. Hainu im hu botzek. The first example would be a case of dough, which they kept over Pesach, or was they made it on Pesach, going till Motzei Pesach, either way. I feel a pass, or alternatively, we could be talking about bread, but Malkam Shenogim had to be Pashal Akum in a scenario where people are being noyed to eat pas palter, pas bread from the non Jewish baker. So those would be two scenarios. In a case where you're makbet on pas palter, so you buy the dough from the goy, you receive the dough from the goy, and you bake it yourself, so it's not pas palter, it's pas yisro. In a case where they're knowing the heter pas akum, so the case can be negeo, even in the case of bread, which is baked by a non-Jewish baker. Bread which is baked by a non-Jewish individual, a private individual, not a baker, is also to eat. That there's no heter for. Even though it's totally kosher. But bread is baked by a baker, and assuming that it's kosher, you know that it's kosher, so the eker, then it could be its mutter. I do want to point out, that's klor in the halacha whether in Yeridaya, that palter is only a problem if pasachol is available. We're not makbin in the case where pasachol is not available. We're semachan pas palter. The whole chumra not to eat pas palter. If you have pas yisrael, you shouldn't eat pas palter. There's some shita that you can't eat pas palter if you have pas yisrael available. So, which the relevancy of that is beyond, when you talk about beyond bread, because pas applies to Passover kistan also. So cookies, cakes, crackers, pretzels, some breakfast cereals, all those have a question of pas. And not all of them. I mean, some breakfast cereals are not passed, but Cheerios, some of those cereals have been passed by Pakistan. It's made in a dough form, and then they extrude the dough and they bake it. So it's really a dough. So it's a pass. But as long as there's no comparative pass Yisrael available, so then you're allowed to eat the pass palter. It's definitely a situation of palter. Some places want to say, some suggest factors may say even better than palter. But that's, nobody, you know, relies on that sort alone. Palter, the idea that, you know, the mice, it's the local goy and the local bakery. You see the guy, you know, over here it's some fellow, invisible fellow in some factory or some machine in some factory that you don't even see, you know. So as long as you have no comparative pasta still available, so pas palter is mutter. So you can enjoy your Cheerios. During Sesh Mitzvah, our minhag is not to eat pas palter. So during the Sesh Mitzvah, you know, maybe get something, you know, can get your Lieber's Toastios or something like that, whatever it is, you know. Okay, Beis, Shleini Yehudi. Wooden shall have to the same thing, Chomets, which is not owned by anybody after Pesach, is going to be mutter to eat. There's no iser for the fact that it was there in Pesach because nobody owned it. Okay, Ger Shemais cut him a Pesach. Case where Ger died and he had no children, so he has no Yershim going up because he's not connected with his family anymore. He had no children, so he has no Yershim going down. V'niyah Chomets. So he died before Pesach. He wasn't already having chometz in Pesach. So that the chometz is mutter after Pesach. Okay. Yisol sheyesh shutim zimunachri bechometz. The Jew and a non-Jew own chometz together. Over love of Pesach, and Pesach, they maintained it over Pesach, which is incorrect because the Jew has a portion in it also. So what happens after Pesach? Now they after Pesach they divide it up. And they made a chaluka. So the Nochri took his portion, the Jew took his portion, which he can't do anything with. And the Goy took his portion out. So Chalkos HaNochri Achar Pesach is Mutzah Banor. The Goy's portion is Mutzah Banor. We don't say since it was mixed with the Jew the whole time. So how do we know that the portion the Goy is taking is really his portion in a certain sense? Maybe what was really the Jew's portion, now he took it. Like, that's called Brit, the issue of Breira. So the issue of the Gemara talks about in many places, the concept of called Yesh Breira Ein Breira. Yesh Breira means when you... in real time, X, we're allowing something, but for it to be true, we're going to have to say that there was a clear demarcation between the two items, etc. But we're not going to actually demarcate them and define it till later on. And we're going to say it works retroactively as if it was clear at the time we made this original relationship. So if you say that works, that's called Yesh Breira. So a person goes before, immediately prior to Shabbos, and he says, you know, Oyvei, I have a barrel of wine, I didn't take up Shumas and Meisers. There's not time to take up Shumas and Meisers before Shabbos. So anyway, he says, listen, I'm designating that the wine which I take up once in Shabbos will be Shumas and Meisers now. So I'm making the Shumas and Meiser now. So what I'm drinking is not Tevel anymore, now it's Shirayim, which is Chulin. But I'm not going to actually figure out which one it is until after Shabbos. And then we said, then it will be clear retroactively. That's what it was. What I drank was the chulin. What I took off was really the shumas and maizes. Well, that wasn't clear at the time you did it. So if you hold yesh brer, you said that's no problem. You can do that. It works retroactively. You hold aim brer. You said, well, how does that work? So the same thing when it comes to division between partners. The Gemara says it applies the concept of yesh brer aim brer. You hold yesh brer. When they divide, we say, aha, that was really his portion the whole time. So the goy's portion was the goy's portion the whole time. It wasn't the Jew's portion which he bought off of him now, but it was his the whole time. So his portion was mutter. We hold Ein Breira, that means we don't know who his portion was then. What you're doing now really is equivalent of a sale. You're selling out all of your rights in X to receive all of the rights in Y. So it's not really a chalukah as much as it is, which is defining it, but rather it's a sale between I own parts of all of this, and you own parts of all of this, so I'm going to sell out all my parts of this to you, in return for you selling all of your parts of this to me. That would be Ein Breira. So he says, well, but the rule the more comes out is by the Rices we hold Ein Breira, by the Rabbanon we hold Yesh Breira. So you're not dealing with this, is the Rabbanon we say Breira, the Rabbanon Rabbinu Yesh Breira, Behuvra Dabra Lamafreya Shushalakum. When the Goy takes his portion after Pesach, we'll say, aha, that was the Goy's Chelik the whole time. So it was a good chelik the whole time, but it wasn't us.
We're assuming that let's say, I don't know, since you used the example of Cheerios, that is, let's say there's 5 pounds of Cheerios there, that and it's equal partner, that the Jew owns 2.5 pounds and the Goy owns 2.5 pounds. And that they're split somehow. You could also tie it that every Cheerio belongs to both.
Exactly.
So you during that time the whole thing was so interspersed. Now you're just saying, okay, we're going to split it. But that's
the argument of Yesh Breira. If you hold Yesh Breira, that means Chazal said that we can look at halachically when we make a division later on. It defines retroactively. That's what it was the whole time. So I mean,
when you were able to pull off Meiser or stuff like that, weren't you supposed to say that it's on the one side of it, the other side?
You're supposed to say the problem is by wine. It's not a very good, very effective way of saying it because it moves.
Right.
So over there, the only way it would work is if you rely on Breira by physical items. So it's very, you're saying, listen, the north side is going to be
north side. The south. I remember. Something
so
like
when
that.
You do that, you don't think of the Breira. You actually really have designated.
Right.
Problem is by liquids, it doesn't work. So liquids, you have to go into Breira. But the example of the mortgage, let's just the more has an argument. When brothers divide, right? Like a Jew and a Goy, two brothers, father passes away and two brothers divide. So do we look at what that was an act of a sale? really each brother owns something and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So Reuben said, listen, you know, there's two fields. I own part of each field, you own part of each field. I'm going to sell you everything I own in that field, and now it's all yours, and in return you'll sell me everything you own in this field.
Right?
So it's not really a division as much as it's a sale. So that's Rabbi Yochanan and Shita in the Gemara. The Gemara says, but the what's the practical difference in the two of them? A sale, it reverts back by Yovel. So every 50 years, the division is Baltel. If you hold it on a sale, hold it's a beerer, when they divide up, it's not only his part, this was his portion, this was his portion, so that's it. It's his for Oil and Moet. It's a tremendous difference. I mean, we don't have Yovel, but if the Bisman, the Yovel was relevant, then the Morris says, okay, once that's true, so you get involved and can bring Bikurim, because you only bring Bikurim so much you only own as a sale, and it's going to revert back. It's a time limited sale. You don't say the Psukim of Bikurim when you bring it. So the more, you know, brings this Machlokes of Yerach and Reish Lakish has a lot of ramifications. So, but we Paschal and Maisa by the Rabbanon to the old Yesh Breirah. Whenever you live within the Rabbanon, Chazal said we're going to rely on the concept of Breirah. When they divide it, we say it's now it's been clarified that was really his portion the whole time. Fine. So this was the Goy's portion, regardless of the Isser of Chometz, all the Pesach, which it's in the Rabbanon. We said, you know, this wasn't Chometz, all the Pesach, this was Goy's Chometz. So now we can eat it. The guy can sell it to you, you can eat it, etc.
What are you saying about not reading? No. What are we saying about not reading the Bikurim Parsha?
If you own a field just for a time limit,
the field on which the Bikurim were grown?
Correct. So the Bikurim from that field, you bring them, you do not read the Parsha Bikurim. If it's a field that I own, and it's mine forever, I do. A field which I only own for a time-bound time limit, buy a field for 10 years, I'm not really a full owner, I have a limited ownership, because eventually it's going to revert back to you. Welcome.
What's the Derabanan that you're over?
The Issa over here is the Issa of Chomos after Pesach.
Because you have...
In other words, during Pesach would be the Siddurah, but after Pesach, the Issa of not using it after Pesach is the Derabanan. So in regards to that Issa, we say, oh, it wasn't Chomos, it was a Goy's Chomos the whole time. Because we rely on, when they divide it, now it's Nisbar, that was the Goy's Chometz, so this the Issur Rabbanon of Chometz after Pesach doesn't apply because it wasn't a Jew's Chometz. Now, comes along the Vayimim Makor Chayim, that's the Nesivus of Sefer around Hilchos Pesach, the Mitzadah, he is inclined to say that the Davka Shechometz Omed Bebeis Nachri, this all works where the Chometz is being stored by the Goy. But let's say all the Chometz it belongs to the Goy, but it's sitting by the Jew. So now you have a case of the Chometz of a Goy, which is sitting by a Jew. And the Jew has some responsibility for it because there's a Shutav in it. So that's a no-no. So forget about, now you have a problem, even belong to the Goy, but it was Chometz you shouldn't have had. It should not have been maintained. So, it goes back into the issue that the case Chometz which belongs to a Goy sitting by a Jew and Jew has responsibility for it, he's Chai Babrayis, and he didn't destroy it like he was, then he's Mukhim to destroy it. Now he didn't do that. Once he has a Christ, he's Mukhim to destroy it. Because it's like his Chometz in a certain sense, because he has responsibility for it and he's going to pay for it if it gets lost. It represents money to him. This Chometz represents money to him on Pesach. So he's mechuyev to destroy it. He didn't destroy it. Now, what happened after Pesach? In the situation we didn't destroy it like he was supposed to, and then now it's after Pesach. So the Shabura brought in Simon Tafmem and Sifkat and Hey, that's how Pesach and Dosa Bechila Ubahanah. Many Pesach hold that it's also Magan Aram, etc. Hold that it's also, and. If the boy, even so, if the guy takes it, you can't stop him, and then it's both of them to take it. Some people are Mako, and he brings that to Chok Yaakov and Yerabba. Then they said that in the situation, they weren't guys in the situation when the Chometz belonged to the guy. So that's the Machlokes is over there. Mishabur is inclined to Chumrah. Okay. Okay, but after the mezuzah, filo b'chila mutzur, the chametz of a goy after Pesach, which you've divided it up, and said, that's the goy's chametz all time. Filo b'chila, it's mutzur b'chila. But b'chal kushay Yisrael, it's also b'chila. As much as you're saying that's true, we're saying the portion which belongs to the Jew. So it's Jew chametz of a Jew after Pesach, because that's b'chila. Wouldn't shnei Yisraelim sheyesh lehem shutvis, u'mocher echad mehen chelker l'akum. Mutzur chelek shenofel, two partners, Jewish partners, one sold his chametz before Pesach, and one didn't sell his chametz before Pesach. So one didn't sell has chametz which passed over Pesach. The one who sold, it's his chametz is sold to the goy. After Pesach they divided, so we say yesh breira, this is his chametz. The guy who sold it, this is his chametz. He can do whatever he wants with it. Whereas the other guy who didn't sell is also. Menchas Yitzchak deals with the Shaila. In the buying stocks. So I buy stocks in the company. If I, you know, let's say I check out the company. All the products are OU, you know, and they're making. But it's a Goyishon company, and you know they're producing chametz on Pesach, and I buy stocks in it. So. And, you know, they have a booming season over Pesach, you know, and they give me dividends, you know. Or forget about the dividends. I mean, I'm owning chametz and Pesach. Because I have stock in the company, and the company owns chametz and Pesach. I mean, I own chametz and Pesach. As much as that, if we accept that that's called true, that I own something in the company, so I own chametz and Pesach, you know. I own, you know, 0.300097%, you know, maybe. But I own, you know. So I have an iser. So my mechuv to sell all my stocks, all my mutual funds, which own who knows what they own.
Why don't you say brera?
Brera helps me for after Pesach. That's an iser derabbanan. But during Pesach, as much as I own chametz, so that's an iser derabbanan.
We could say that he doesn't own chametz; he owns the furniture in the
place. But we don't say yes, brera, and it's iser derabbanan. That's the problem.
So
one solution is so the Dine West has the following question, which he says like this: if a person owns a minimal amount of stocks, officially, let's say the company I bought stocks in the company, they have 1 million shares, so every shareholder gets one vote, right? So one guy owns 17% of the stocks. So he owns 170,000 shares. He has 170,000 votes. I own 5 shares. I have 5 votes. So I don't have any votes, really. At the end of the day, I don't really have any buy lists over here. So he contemplates that in that situation, even though on paper it's dealt with as an ownership which I have zero ability to define what's supposed to happen to it, is lacking an ownership. It's more along the lines of really, it's more like the lines of a loan to the company. I'm lending the company money, and they pay me back with dividends, with interest, etc., as opposed to a real bona fide halachic ownership, because there's no kenyan being done. It's all on paper. It's a paper game. And I go into my kenyan and say, you made a kenyan. There's no kenyan in it. Nothing changes. You know, it's on some computer somewhere in somebody's office. They move a name. They move something to my name. You know, that where's the kenyan exactly? So the whole thing is based on definition. So so we call it ownership. So the whole thing is called ownership because we call it ownership. I mean, reality is not ownership. It's not ownership. that's what he argues. At the end of the day, he says, Ben Chanan, if you would be owning some type of a level of person owns 7% of the stock, so he's not the final decision. I mean, he's got a decision. He comes in, he owns 5% of the stock. He owns, you know, right? He doesn't have controlling interest, but he has interest. You know, he's going to sit on the board of directors and have an opinion. You know, he's got a problem. Right, over there, that's real ownership issues. So, Rav Osner Shlita, he writes into the language of his Mechiras Chometz stocks. But he writes in, you know, when any person piece of selling all of their own, any chometz they own in the stocks, he sells it as part of the Mechiras Chometz. which we'll see as we go weiter in the Siman, talks about the Mechiras Chometz. One of the famous questions which comes up is, So here we have a situation which, according to American law, or according, you know, according to that, it could be international law, but even American law for sure, it's on my name. It's on my name. It says Eli Reingold on the, so I pay the taxes for it, I have responsibility for it, I take the losses for it, etc. Now, I went and sold it to you without informing the company. As far as they're concerned, it's not a real sale. That sale is null and void because they make up that the sales are only valid if we register it with, you know, the company, the stock exchange, etc., 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 meaning all the federal code, etc. So is that a valid sale, halachically, to save you from Isra owning Chumas and Beza? As much as I own Chumas, if I own it, so is that called selling it? So Chazam Sofer deals with that shiloh. The government made a law, of course, you know, the government, their form of, was a form of sales tax, it was that they would have had a stamp tax. That no sale was valid, they made a rule over there in Austria-Hungary, which was, they were under at that point in time, that no sale was valid unless it had a stamp. After the stamp, you know, after the sale, they'd have to put a stamp from the government, so you'd have to go buy a stamp. It's equivalent to paying sales tax on a sale. So nobody made the Mechiras Chumas with a stamp. It was very expensive. Apparently, the more expensive the transaction, the more expensive the stamp was. So, okay, great. So I'm selling out right now. I'm a baker, and I'm selling out 5,000 pounds of flour for 8 days, and I'm paying a stamp on it. And then we're going to pay another stamp when we buy it back after Pesach. Very expensive. So they didn't pay a stamp. So the says it's a valid sale. May have Chumash Olam Pesach. He said it's valid. Or it's one of the areas where you still say that Dinah Mechuzah Dinah does not override. If a person does something which does a valid Maisa Kenyan, halachically it's a valid Maisa Kenyan, they can't say it's not a valid Maisa Kenyan. That's what he holds. So halachically it was a valid Maisa Kenyan. We did it in a way which is halachically valid, and halachically effective. The fact that they say it's not a sale is not relevant for the, this is a Chumash Olam Pesach. So if I sell my stocks, you know, to my in a way which is a valid sale, so even though they say not, Pashas is assuming that would be valid. We'll see more about that as we go in the Siman. Okay. Beis, Sif Beis. Im Eino Yehudi, maybe the sell Durin Chometz B'Yamachron Shal Pesach. The Goy brings a present of Chometz to the Jew on the last day of Pesach, I mean, even the last day, which is Lundur Bonin, but obviously we bring it earlier in the Pesach. So Lo Yekavlano, Yisrael should not accept it. Furthermore, it should not. There should be no indication. You know, saying, you know, listen, you know, I can't really accept this from you today. You know, today. So the guy says, "Oh, come back tomorrow." You know, I can't accept it today. You know, didn't say come back tomorrow, but and that's not the point. The point is, it shouldn't be. It should know in the case that you want it. And a person should then also say, in other words, even in the case where the goy left it, this is the very common case. Of course, you come home. I mean, how many times has this happened?
Every year,
right? You know, the sample of these new type of cereal, you know, honey nuts with honey nut bran flake, grape nut. Who knows, clusters, comes to my door, you know, on Pesach, right? It's like every year, right? So what do? So you say, a person should say, I do not want my chotzer to be kind of for me. So the Mishabura Gimel.
Are you supposed to say this? Before the delivery? The delivery, when? Sometimes you come home and it's there already.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Okay. Obviously, the rest during Pesach itself is a problem. You come on, you soap, get dalid. Don't accept it. Shum ba'yiro, because every ba'yiro of him kibloy osir ba'no la'achar Pesach. You accepted it, so now it's a chamash all over Pesach, and you're in trouble. Only the last day, which is drabonin, Chazal said no. Shum na v'chamash yisol shavu la'va Pesach, and it's also lo yeh nicker. Dimi hey nicker shechovas. If the person indicates he wants it, means he's going to leave it here. He'll leave it here, and he indicates he wants it. Gashamala Hanach Bemokum Sinua Ploini Bechatzer. Put it away over there in the corner of the Chatzer, you know. Then Chatzer Kanolai. So now, you say you want it. Well, you want it. Your Chatzer is Kanolai for you. And now you blew it. So the person should have no indication that he wants it.
Why can't he tell the guy to come back tomorrow?
He could. He said, but he can't say is, I can't be kind of, put over there in that corner and I'll get, you know, put over that corner.
Oh, but the guy could take it back home.
For some to hate.
And then come back the next day. If he says to the guy very clearly, explicitly, it's Passover, I can't take it today, but it's over in 2 days.
Yes, that's fine. As long as he, let's see. There's no indication he wants it. Even if the guy leaves it there, it's shori. Why? I don't want it. It does not acquire possession against my will. Even the first day, as long as it's, you know, I don't want to be kind of. So we look at the Sharetzion in Zion. If he says, go put it in the house of a goy, either yourself or, you know, my neighbor, the goy, and I'll get it from after Pesach, that's fine. Even he says he wants it, less of what's not a problem. He never kind it. Well, he should, because he didn't leave in the chatzer. See, when I say I want it, right? I can't call you the biggest tzaddik in the world that you're saying you want, you know, you're discussing buying chometz and pesach last day Yom Tov, right? But regardless, this is by your motzi, you're not over.
Chometz is also ba'anah.
So right now I'm not getting any benefit from it.
But why? But so if he says to the guy, take it back, so that's one thing. But if he tells the guy to give it to another guy.
So that's why after Pesach I'll be kind. So I have no benefit from it right
that's
now.
That's assuming that's saying that the guy is going to be your shomer for it. Is that what?
No,
you're
I
saying?
Didn't. I just so you live with that.
If he says, to give it to guy B as a present, you may have enough from that because that the guy B is you're giving a gift to guy B. So you're going to get hanah from that.
No, his case over here was he's saying put it by guy B and then I'll get it after Pesach.
So then the guy's a shomer for you then.
I don't know. He didn't. The guy didn't accept shomer.
But in essence, he's watching your stuff. You tell him you want it, and you tell him I can't hold it. But the guy is going to hold it for me.
I didn't discuss it with guy B. I didn't appoint guy B as my shliach. I told A go next door to me and leave my neighbor.
So, but when guy A goes to guy B, he says, "What does he say to guy B?" He says, "Did you tell me that you should watch it?"
I understand that, but when he's saying.
He's not going to say, here, it's a present to you.
Yeah, but he's watching it for the goy right now. The Jew wasn't cutting it yet.
But he's saying the Jew told me to tell you to watch it for him.
Good, but it's not the Jew's chometz.
Because he never was makabel.
He didn't read a kinyan yet. So, in essence, he's watching it for the goy.
Yeah.
Vav, with Hershey Mashana Mishabura, really, we would assume you don't want it. So really, you don't really need to express it. It's just to make it, you know, as clear as possible. Rafka means to expand the idea. Do it as expansively, as clearly as possible. Say explicitly, I don't want it. Like, why not? We can say that already. Let's make it clear as possible. Says, listen, put it over there. I do not want my chutzah to be kind of. I mean, somebody could really. I don't. If somebody takes it, they take it. I have no problem with it. But put it over there. He tells the guy, listen, put it over there. And I'm saying I'm not going to be kind of. My chutzah will not be kind of me. So you might say you weren't kind of. So that's it. Says that's mutter. But we will see. It says that's called pashut. Now, that's not so poshut, because we will see all the way, if I call correctly. No, it doesn't say that case over there. We'll see there's a case. Mishabura brings down that I can't take chometz, we had it before, I can't take chometz shel hefker and feed it to an animal shel hefker. I'm not getting a benefit out of it, I don't own the animal. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a sif over at the end. Also, lahakil chometz of pesach, a feel of the hemis of caramel shel hefker. So, what's that about? There's an isser of rotsa b'kiyuma. I want chometz to exist. I want that chometz to be maintained on Pesach. So I have desires of this chometz being banned. So rotsa b'kiyuma is an isser. The rishis, the rabbanon, or whatever it is, there's a rotsa b'kiyuma. I want the chometz to be intact on Pesach and to exist. That's a problem also. I had a situation where a guy came to me. Somebody came to me that they'd been asked to shiloh. There's a guy here in the neighborhood, you know, guy needs a job. Frum, semi-frum, you know, guy a little bit maybe a little weaker intelligence, you know. They had him, he's a packer. He's a packer in the Magruder's. He has to work all of my pesos. He's allowed to pack the chametz items in the bags. What's the problem? Is he's what's the b'kiyumai? You know, because it falls and smashes, he's in trouble. So at that point in time, he wants, from the time it goes from the conveyor belt into the bag, he wants it to be in his kai. Nothing should happen, because that's his responsibility. So that a problem with Rosh humor. That was the shiloh. I do not call if I came up with any hetter, but I was really concerned there was a problem. And the person asked me, is it okay? They didn't really explain, you know. Just don't know, you know. I said, I think you have a Rosh humor problem. We came up with a heter. I don't remember what the heter is. There was some sort of the heter. I have to see. Maybe we'll get later on, closer to the end of the siman. We'll talk about it. What was the heter? Okay. Certainly, Zora Lichus of Kliach out of Erev. The case of the guy brought it on the last day of Pesach, so you should cover it. So you can't build a mechitza around it. You can't build a mechitza on Yom Tov. You should cover it with a kli at least. Even Shabbos a Yom Tov, Shabbos a Yom Tov, a few of Yom Tov Arkan, even the last day of Yom Tov, Elam Kain Aviyam a Yom Tov Arkan, Samuel Chashech, he brings them up by Mamash or Peshkiya, Motzi Yom Tov, I mean it's after Mincha Lamala. So that, you're not going to do anything over there. You're not afraid in that short amount of time, you'll forget and eat it. Shoshamot is Ein Loch Hashem Yishkach V'yuchlenu. Vimukhar Hamayit, Tzarek Lassas Mechitza, Lafar of Mechitza, Gemara Sar Tzvachim, Kamashin is Barley Abba Simon Tafmim. Chometz, which you're keeping in your Rishos, Behetter, because you weren't kind or belongs to a Goy, whatever it is, that Chometz is only meant to keep it there because you're afraid you might come to eat it. If you put a Mechitza around it, as a reminder, you shouldn't come to eat it. So in Yom Tov, we work Mechai and Mechitza because not shy. But in Cholomoy, you have to make a Mechitza.